pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Quite possibly the latest time in the year where the Kansas City Royals are leading the American League Central Division.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Why even wait? Why wait? Let's just bring it up. We'll start with that. Get that going. Have a good start to the show.
Peanut butter jelly.
Billy Butler doesn't take him long to get going.
Once he starts swinging the old rack.
Greinke, a Cy Young candidate. Will you start hearing that talk?
Can you believe that nobody in Major League Baseball has got out of the gate red hot? I mean, there's nobody with double-digit wins, and everybody in Major League Baseball has at least four losses through 13 games. There's no 10-2, 12-2, 11-3 type of ball clubs right now. Everybody is just kind of, you know, spinning their wheels.
Doug, already, though, the talk about Kansas City and their division is, has Detroit, how soon is it not too late to panic? Is it right now? When do you start panicking with this team? You were supposed to have everything. This lineup was supposed to rival the 1928 Yankees, top to bottom. This lineup was supposed to score 10 runs a game. This lineup was supposed to be everything. How long do you let it go before the whole deal is just...
Quite a while. The odds of Detroit going 10-3 and getting to 500 is just as easy as, or even easier than them probably going 3-10. So, again, somebody that's picked to do well will not, and somebody that was picked to do bad will do well, and that's the way it is in sports all the time. But the Royals, with a 5-1 win, a complete game shutout, third of his career for Zach Greinke last night, and the Royals win. They'll do it again this afternoon. Pregame at 5:05, first pitch at 5:40 here on ESPN Radio. Coming up later on in the show, we're going to catch up with Mitch Sherman, beat writer for the Omaha World Herald, to talk about Nebraska baseball, what they've done so far this year, what happened against Oklahoma State. Big game tonight against Wichita State, a top 10 matchup at Haymarket Park, 6:35. The game will be televised on Channel 17, MyTV, on Charter Communication. You have to look it up if they're not on the Charter, but that's the television station that it is on tonight. Also, Java Chamberlain, story written. You don't know a whole lot from the Nebraska angle anymore because, let's face it, Java's not hanging out with Nebraska people. He's a Yankee, comes back, he's with his father, released a statement, his father's in the hospital.
Yeah, one of those situations. When you put on the bereavement list in baseball, there's a minimum of 3 games that you will miss, but could be much, much longer, depending on his father's condition. So I suppose everything that's going to be released is going to be released through the New York Yankees, and so you kind of have to wait to hear national level as far as that goes. I think if you bring up Mitch Sherman and him coming up and talk a little Nebraska baseball, Doug, I found it interesting to learn yesterday that Nebraska, since the inception of the Big 12, obviously, you only go to a ballpark every other year to face a team on the road every other year. Nebraska has only won the series at Oklahoma State one time. One time since the inception of the Big 12. Now, you haven't been there 40 times, obviously. You've been there about five or six. So you've only won that series one time. So they've had some pretty darn good baseball teams. So as far as the sky is falling, the Chicken Little approach, I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're even close to that yet. And I think Mitch will probably second that notion.
Well, I would hope so. Well, sports fans that live on the extreme have a problem, like those scalping tickets to the spring game, for God's sakes. If you scalp spring game ticket, you are pathetic. You have no life. You are sad. You are sad. You can send us an email anytime to the Doug and Daddy inbox, Depp Hopper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we'd love to have you on the show, 1-888-455-ESPN. Log on and vote on our Prairie Hills Poll in One question as well at ESPNSuperstation.com. Are you in favor of the consolation games for state basketball and volleyball? The state NSAA voted last Friday to have those again in basketball, and again, they're going to add that in volleyball, and now it's started to it's moving a little bit. Our tally is 56% voting yes, they like the idea that there should be third-place games, and 44% no.
What? The people were drinking in the last 24 hours.
Very unscientific poll.
Yeah, people were drinking a lot, apparently. Much of drinking going on.
So check that out. Love to hear from you here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Douglas, a lot of the any surprise at all that Beasley announcing yesterday he's going pro?
Yeah.
Everybody expected that since, well, he signed on at Kansas State. He signed on with Mr. Huggins. Then he got Frank Martin, who probably set him back a couple years. Nonetheless, he'll go pro. Kevin Love expected to go pro. Derrick Rose expected to go pro. With all these people, you got to throw another year into the college basketball deal, don't you? The whole deal's it's about like free agency anymore. They don't play for a certain team. They're 1 year and gone. There's no stability anymore. If you're a Kansas State fan, how sick are you right now? You're back to the bottom of the Big 12 next year.
Well, you knew that was coming a year before the season even started, though. Yeah. You got to look at it. The rule is at least in place that you have to go to college or you have to be out of high school so long. So you could have not had Michael Beasley, period. You could have not got into the NCAA tournament. You could have not gotten into the second round and come up to Omaha. You know, you could have not had all of those things, or you could have had all those things. And maybe this gets some of the other kids that are debating where to go. Well, K-State, yeah, they had Michael Beasley, but still, there was times where some other guys stepped up, and they've got a program that can compete in the Big 12. I don't know. It's been well documented that David Stern is going to be pushing when the next bargaining agreement comes around to have that for 2 years now, so that you have to go at least 2 years. And the point being, and Bob Knight really hit it on the head during the Elite Eight and the Final Four covers there on ESPN. He says these kids, and you can say any of these freshmen, but Michael Beasley, he comes in, he goes to a few classes up until December. And when the fall semester passes, he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to go to class. He can flunk out. Because by the time the grades roll around again, in most of these institutions that have semesters and not trimesters, or even some of them that do, you can float around, and you really don't have to do anything but worry about basketball and get out of town as soon as that last game is played in the spring semester, which makes a mockery of the academia part of all of this. So I guess that's one way to look at it. I think the other way around, you got to go a full year, year and a half, through summer, through the next year, and into that fourth semester. And maybe by that time you're thinking, well, I'm halfway home to my education. Maybe I ought to finish this thing out at some point, even if you do go pro.
Well, you look at all the people going pro. Found it interesting on FoxSports.com. They put together their preseason top 25, and I'm sure you can find these deals all over the place. And I'm sure you can go to different websites, and the majority of them be vastly different this far out. No surprise at the top for me with North Carolina. They say the likely early departure is Ty Lawson. You know, they're going under the assumption that Tyler Hansborough will return for his senior season, but Ty Lawson will leave. So there's the number one team. Now, the number two team and number three team will probably shock. Likely early departures, zero. Michigan State and Notre Dame. Those are the two and three ranked teams in the country. Now you get back to the number four ranked team in the country, Duke. They've got Georgetown at fifth, UCLA at sixth, Purdue, Gonzaga, and Texas. That rounds out to number nine. So, but you got to look at the people. You look at UCLA at number six, early departures, Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook, Darren Collison. all three of those guys gone early. Ben Hallam would love to have those guys back. They're saying all going to leave. Depletion of a roster. They move on to the next level. They make their millions. How many of those people that will go, obviously the people that will leave have to be in the top 25 picks. Otherwise that money drops down so low, you're not making millions right away and you're going to have to prove yourself. You would come back for a senior year. But all the big names, gone to the NBA draft.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us at the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mitch Sherman, Omaha World Herald, joins us coming up in our next break to talk all kinds of baseball, spring football. Bo Pelini not very pleased with the effort that the kids put forth yesterday, thinking coming off the weekend, we're going to ease into the spring game. Well, that's not exactly what he was looking for. So Coach Pelini not overly fired up with the way they practiced yesterday, just kind of an attention getter, I think you would. And the Pope's coming. That's right, baby. You think it's tax day? The Pope's coming? It's a big day. It's April 15th.
That is a big day.
How's your tax return looking? You filled that baby out yet?
It's ready to go in the mail.
Now let's
those sickos. Let me just.
Let's
how
put
can
this
I...
in perspective. Hold on. Okay, so in 2007, Daddy became married, was married.
Okay, let's mark that one down for, you would think that would be a tax credit in some regard.
I can just hear a lot of people laughing at the Ophuses and the Doofuses that are hosting the show today. Second, you became a homeowner.
First time.
Built.
That should
landowner,
be
landowner, homeowner.
That should be a mark, I would think, in the right direction of tax break.
You have a kid. Well, actually, you've got a dog.
Yeah,
you got a dog.
Now that's I'm going to put that as a zero.
You got a dog. You run a fireworks stand, so you've got your own business.
I'm a winner.
You've got your own business. You work two or three. You collect checks from two or three different places. So, boy, I suppose what you're going to upgrade your boat. What are you going to do?
No.
You're gonna build a little gazebo out in the back of the house. What are you gonna do with all that tax refund money?
I gotta point out a couple things. Anytime, first of all, you get married, you're a first time home buyer, but yet you're still in that $12,200 to $14,800 tax bracket. How the hell do I owe taxes? My accountant explained it to me very, very slowly. I still don't understand. I still have no idea. How it's possible that I owe taxes. But there's a check in there. Suckers! That's all I gotta say.
Send your tax tips to Big Daddy, Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
And I'm looking at those tax schedules. If other people get elected, that could be worse.
Hey, but GW's gonna be sending you a check for $3 bills, baby.
That ain't going to help.
I'm going to put it on the nose of the 6-5 shot at Oaklawn next week. We're going to take a break. Coming up later on in the week, by the way, Kansas coach Rich Price is going to join us. We're also going to be talking about the Outdoor Expo that's coming to the First Tier Event Center this weekend. We got some special guests coming up with that. And, of course, a spring football game is coming up. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more. But right now, we're going to take a break. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on this Tuesday coming up in the second half of the show. But Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald when we come back.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained. And how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap. When the Doug and Danny Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For 20 years, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac has served the Tri-Cities with professional sales and service. Their dealership prides itself with quality sales reps that go the extra mile to find the right vehicle for you. Stop by and meet their sales team and find out why Midway's team is the best in the Tri-Cities. Midway carries a complete selection of new and used vehicles, including SUVs, luxury, and economy models. Find out for yourself why Midway's customers keep coming back. That's Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac in Kearney. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The ninth-ranked Nebraska baseball team will begin a five-game homestand tonight against seventh-ranked Wichita State. First pitch at 6:35. The game televised on MyTV. That's Channel 17 on Charter Communication. The Huskers will then host Kansas in a three-game set this weekend. The UNK baseball team is at Northwest Missouri State this afternoon, and they'll host Colorado State Pueblo in a four-game series beginning on Friday. The Hastings College baseball team is scheduled to host York today, and then they will welcome in Dana on Saturday and Mount Marty on Sunday. In softball, Hastings College will be at the College of St. Mary on Wednesday, then travel to Mount Marty Friday and Dakota Wesleyan Saturday. UNK softball team also on the road this week at Wayne State Thursday and at Metro State Saturday and Sunday. The Nebraska softball team will be at Iowa State today, host Iowa State Thursday, then travel to Oklahoma State this weekend, and the Nebraska football spring game Saturday at 1 o'clock. And that's a Sports Minute.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A wind advisory goes in effect across the area this afternoon, as we'll see lots of sunshine continue during the day today with high temperatures up around 78 degrees. Winds out of the south stay at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see clear skies, a low near 46 with a south wind staying at 12 to 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Sorry about that. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Actually, I got my refund check, and it's just enough to go have lunch at the Chicken Coop today.
Oh, perfect.
So pretty fired up about that. And I can get just about anything on a menu for under 10 bucks. What a great lunch deal it is. You can catch all your favorite sports on the TVs at the Chicken Coop. Everywhere you look, TV. TV, TV. Oop, there's Colin. TV, TV. Oop, there's Colin. Oop, TV, TV, TV. Oop, there's a worker. TV. There's another TV. Oop, calling again, working. There's a TV. Come on down to the Coop. Check out their Major League Baseball package. The Coop has all the games all season long. You can watch baseball from every seat in the house. You can watch every game that's on. And while you're there, grab one of the Coop's great burgers. 7-ounce ground chuck onion seasoned patties topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. Served with fries, potato salad, coleslaw pasta, or baked beans, Coop features the mushroom burger, patty melt, Totally Jack burger, or the bacon burger. Start your meal off right with one of their great appetizers, whether it's onion rings or breaded cauliflower, or cheese balls, pub pickles, cheese pleasers. They've got it all for you. Plus, of course, great selection of wings, boneless or bone-in wings. They've got the ribs. They've got the chicken tender hoagie. Great pizza selection as well. Anything to satisfy your appetite. Great food and drink specials every day and great lunch specials as well at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
I'd like to meet that guy that came up with that idea of having balls of cheese. He's a smart guy. Let's fry some cheese.
So there's cheese in that. Oh, I dropped some cheese in the french fry dealio. Ooh, that's pretty good.
Bet you $5 you don't taste it. Bet I do. Damn, that's good.
Maybe some ranch. Maybe we try to make that in the ranch. Yeah, the Chicken Coop. Going to have some lunch today.
Well, right now we're going to talk a little Nebraska baseball and everything that it is with Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald. Mitch has returned safely from Stillwater. Mitch, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Mitch. Before we jump into Nebraska baseball, because I know we got a lot of questions, I want to start off with the Jabba Chamberlain and Harlan Chamberlain story. Not a whole lot, I guess, that anybody really knows. Jabba released a statement last night. Read your article that, of course, you have up. But what do we know this morning about where Jabba and Harlan's health is?
Well, I think he progressed through the night, and there's still... There's not a lot of details coming out. I'm kind of trying to respect the privacy of the family here, but you can rest assured that it's, a pretty serious matter. He was admitted in critical condition, and Harlan has obviously had some medical problems in the past, quite a few, and I think these are somewhat related to some of the things that happened to him a couple of years ago. He was in the hospital for 5 months, right about the time that Jabba signed his pro contract and went off to play in Hawaii, and in fact almost delayed his the start of his professional career. But Harlan wanted him to go and and be away and get started, and he did that fall of 2006, and then that really kind of springboarded Jabba into spring training last year, and I think eventually played a big role in allowing him to reach the majors in his first full professional season. So, you know, the interesting thing about this, and this is not your normal father or parent of an athlete who is struggling with a medical condition. Harlan has become so much more than just Jabba's dad throughout this. He's really become, you know, he has been since the very beginning with Jabba at Nebraska in 2005. Such a huge part of this of the whole phenomenon that is Jabba Chamberlain, and it's you know, really sad to see him struggling right now. But hopefully he's you know, on the road to recovery, and you know, we're going to see him for a lot more years watching Jabba pitch.
Mitch, obviously, very, very sad situation. Only at age 55, you told me yesterday you were actually in contact with him in the last week, and he was doing relatively well, at least to your knowledge.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had any indication that he had any medical problems, you know, more than what he is always dealing with. You know, he's in a wheelchair, a motorized scooter, as a survivor of polio as a child. He doesn't have use of the left side of his body, or at least complete use of it. I talked to Harlan last Monday, the day before the Yankees came to Kansas City for the Royals home opener. I talked to him for a while on the phone, and then I saw him at the game on Tuesday. He was in good spirits. He was staying out of the cold. I was a little surprised by that, because Harlan has kind of grown up in the cold weather, watching baseball games in the spring and you know, late winter around Lincoln College and high school games, and you've seen him out there bundled up at Haymarket Park. So to see him inside at Kauffman Stadium, I kind of gave him a hard time a little bit that he was getting soft. But, you know, Harlan, that's not really a worry for him. With everything he's been through, you know, he's a tough guy. And I talked to him a little bit inside the lobby at Kauffman Stadium on the elevator outside of the press box. He was with his grandchildren. His daughter has two kids, and then Jabba has a son who's going to turn two next week. So he was doing well, enjoying the game. And, you know, he's mostly interested, obviously, in seeing Jabba pitch. And if he had been in the game, when he was in the game on Thursday night, you can bet Harlan was sitting outside watching.
What about taking it to the next step here? What about Jabba now that he's gone through this first half year, or whatever you want to say, a competitive half year with the actual New York Yankees? You're feeling he's already become kind of a cult icon.
Yeah, there's really no, you know, I hate to say it, but there's really no, there's nowhere to go but down for Jabba from here. I mean, of course, that's not entirely true. You know, he could go on and have a Hall of Fame career. That would be about the only way to go from what he's doing right now. You know, the big question with him in the future, and this is probably going to start to be answered later on this year, is whether he stays in the bullpen or goes into that rotation. I saw Ian Kennedy go out of the game with an injury last night. He's one of the Yankees' young star pitchers, along with Jabba, and Phil Hughes pitched in Kansas City last Tuesday and got knocked around by the Royals some. And life's a lot more difficult as a starting pitcher than it is as a reliever. When you're Jabba and you can set your mind on getting three outs or four or five, six outs at the most in the seventh and eighth inning, and then handing the ball over to the best closer in the history of the game, you know, it's probably a better situation for him as a 22-year-old than if he was asked to go out there and pitch six, seven innings every 5 days. So will he go into the rotation, or will he stay as a reliever is the vital question to the path of the future of his career. And, you know, I've always thought of him, I figured he would be a starter when he was drafted, but seeing what he's done over these three or four months in the big leagues, I'm starting to change my mind. I think that he is so effective in this role as a reliever, as a guy who can come in and throw 100 miles an hour to three or four batters, that I kind of see him as the future closer of the Yankees. And if that's the case, and he does end up in that role, I think he will continue to have this kind of success.
Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World-Herald talking baseball with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mitch, it appeared that Roger Clemens kind of took Jabba under his wing last year. Now with Roger gone and Jabba still being pretty young to all of this, did you get a sense that someone else is trying to, you know, take him under his wing or be his mentor, or is Jabba past that?
I think that whole team does a little bit of that. You know, it's such an amazing place to be in that Yankee clubhouse, and I got the chance to do it last August in New York when he was making his debut at Yankee Stadium, and then again last week in Kansas City. I don't imagine that there's too many places in professional sports like that when you turn around and you've got Derek Jeter on one side and Alex Rodriguez on another, and there's Mariano Rivera and Jason Giambi and veterans like Johnny Damon and Andy Pettit. These guys are all over the place, and it's not hard to find a mentor for a young athlete like that. And, you know, Jabba can take care of himself. I think he needed a little bit of guidance when he first got up to the big league level, especially being in New York. You know, he's not exactly accustomed to that kind of a lifestyle, but, you know, he adapts quickly. He has throughout his life for all the different obstacles that he's faced, and he seemed to me to be a lot more settled in last week in Kansas City than he was, you know, a year ago. He was really just kind of riding a wave late last summer as he, you know, propelled through the AA and AAA ranks and ended up in New York in the pennant race. It was a wild ride, and I don't think he really knew what was going on. But he seems a lot more grounded right now. And you know, Clemens is not there, but you know, Andy Pettit is somebody that he's relied on too. And I did read an article this morning from Tampa Bay where the Yankees are at right now with Pettit talking about how he tried to help Jabba on Sunday night when he found out about his about Harlan being sick. And I think those two spent some time together. And he's obviously a veteran who's pitched in World Series and, you know, been through lots of difficulty of his own. His own father had a triple bypass surgery during the 1998 World Series, and Pettit left. He left the team during that time, so he was able to kind of talk to Jabba about some of that, and I think it helped. And you know, then he got on a plane from Tampa and came right back to Lincoln on late Sunday night, early Monday morning.
Well, Mitch, as we kind of switch gears to Husker baseball now, just give people your overall assessment after the 2-1 series of defeat to Oklahoma State.
Well, my thought is that it's disappointing for Nebraska to lose a series. That's never what you want to do, but there have been plenty of teams that have gone into Stillwater and not come out with success, and hasn't ruined their year. It's happened in Nebraska just about every time they've gone to Stillwater. It's such a change of pace, I guess is the best way to describe it, in the Big 12 to just about anywhere else you play. Oklahoma State may have the biggest home field advantage because of that park, because of the comfort level that they have playing in their little park. It is a hitter's paradise. It wasn't on Friday night when Johnny Dorn and Andrew Oliver locked up in a 1-0 game, but the fact that was the first 1-0 game in 28 years in that stadium tells you pretty much all you need to know about how that place generally plays. And, you know, we saw it on Saturday and Sunday. It was probably a good thing. It was definitely a good thing for Nebraska to come back and get that win in the fashion that it did on Sunday. A series sweep, I think, would have been a little bit more difficult to take. But, you know, we'll see how they bounce back tonight. Wichita State, this is as big of a game out of the conference as they play all year, just because of regional implications. You know, the Arkansas games were big. The Stanford games, of course, were big at the start of the year. But that was not the same team that we see out there now 30-some games in. These guys are settled in now, and Wichita State is a formidable team, even from the Missouri Valley, 27-5 record, and they've played a healthy non-conference schedule too. So, you know, assuming that the wind is not blowing 50 miles an hour and making a mockery out of the sport tonight, we should see a good game.
Mitch Sherman, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Overall, Mitch, what's been the most surprising thing about the Huskers this year? Is it offense? Is it pitching? Is it something else?
Starting pitching to me, that's you know, number one at the top of the list of the reason why they're 25-6 right now. It starts with Johnny Dorn. He's been solid every time out there, and it's more than just the statistics that he's put up. It's the leadership that he's provided for everybody on that staff. You know, he's the unquestioned leader of the pitching staff, almost as much as the pitching coach is. Johnny, everybody looks to him. He sets the tone every single weekend. I think a lot of Thad Weber's success, and I don't want to shortchange him because he's come such a long way through this year. He's also a senior, and he's also a mature guy and a leader, but Johnny Dorn sets that tone, and I think a lot of what Weber has done has come as a result of watching Johnny the night before. They're somewhat similar pitchers in that they both throw right-handed. Neither one has overwhelming stuff, but they both know how to get people out, and Thad has benefited from watching Johnny. And the you know, the other guys behind them, Dan Jennings has been spectacular of late as a starter or as a reliever. And Aaron Probanek was good for 5-6 starts. He struggled some in his last couple, but you know, they're going to look to get him back on track against Kansas this week. I would imagine he's still going to be out there on Sunday, although you start to wonder if Nebraska doesn't face a decision about what it wants to do in that Sunday role, not so much because Probanek has been bad, I wouldn't say he's been bad. He's been mediocre. This last week against Oklahoma State was probably the worst he's looked, going only four innings. But Jennings has been so good. You have to wonder if maybe they need to put him into a starting role. I don't know. It's kind of six of one, half dozen of another. He's so good in that jack of all trades. He can close. He can start. He can pitch long relief. He's won a bunch of games for them in conference without starting a game. So it'll be interesting to see what they do eventually down the road with Jennings and Pomanic.
Mitch, Doug just told me I've got one question left, so I'll ask it to you in 17 parts. A big surprise for me from last year is Mitch Abeda behind the plate defensively. Boy, you go back to last year and look at the pass balls and even some wild pitches that were probably pass balls. Boy, defensively, this kid has done an amazing, amazing job behind the plate.
Yeah, apparently you weren't in Stillwater last week. No, I don't want to come down too hard on Mitch. He's actually working in a new catcher's mitt, and his old one wore out. Not good for that to happen halfway through the season, but Nebraska had just three wild pitches. Very observant of you. Nebraska had three wild pitches all season until they went to Stillwater. They had three on Saturday and one on Sunday. I'm talking wild pitches that scored runs from third base. More than three wild pitches total, but the bad ones are when there's a runner on third base and he comes across the plate. It just makes you cringe as a coach, I'm sure. And as somebody who follows the program, you hate to see runs given up in that way. You know, it's generally the sign of a team that doesn't usually have a lot of success when you see runs trotting home from third base on pass balls and wild pitches. And Nebraska had been so good at that. In fact, the Oklahoma coach Sonny Galloway made an odd comment about Abeda being the best catcher he had ever seen at the college level, blocking balls behind the plate. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily put him at that level, but apparently he was that good those three games against Oklahoma. I think that these three games against Oklahoma State are the two on Saturday and Sunday when four runs scored as balls got by him are probably going to be an exception, and he is an exceptional catcher this year. He's not only is he playing good defense and knocking those balls down, he's handling the pitchers well, and he's one of Nebraska's best hitters.
Mitch, obviously, Wichita State tonight, their leader on offense is a Millard North product in Connor Gillespie. 4-11 with 40 RBIs. Is this a prospect? Obviously, he got away from us. Was he on our radar at all?
Oh, yeah. Could have been a Husker. Came on a visit to Nebraska. It just wasn't a match between him and the coaching staff. I guess I just leave it at that. It was a personality thing between Connor and Nebraska. And not to say that he's a bad kid, because I know that they really like him at Wichita State. And I know that if Nebraska had things to do over and they knew the kind of player that he was going to be, they would have went out of their way to find a way to make that match. He didn't necessarily have a true position coming out of Millard North. He's turned into a pretty good third baseman, but I don't think Nebraska and a lot of colleges were sure where they would put him. And Wichita State has done a great job of turning him into an excellent third baseman. He's the probably the best professional prospect on the field tonight. This is a kid who could be a third, fourth round pick this year, and you're going to see him playing in professional baseball next season.
Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald, we'll let you get out of here with this final thought, Mitch. Can Nebraska win the Big 12 Conference? They still have A&M, they still have Missouri, and I think when you go to Baylor, that's always tough, not even counting Kansas, but at least those last three series are going to be pretty tough. Can Nebraska keep it together?
That's as tough of a nine-game stretch in the league as anybody's going to have all year. Missouri woke up last week and just kicked the snot out of Texas in the first two games of that series, at least. That's a really difficult way to end the season at Missouri. I would hope for Nebraska's sake that if they are going to be in contention for the league title, they don't have to go down there and win that series in Columbia, that they could do it with one win or something along those lines. Texas A&M, I think you got to give the advantage to Nebraska, even though the Aggies are playing so well. That series is at Haymarket Park, and I give the advantage to Nebraska at Haymarket Park in a three-game series over anybody in this league right now. So, their chances are as good as anybody else's. You know, we'll just see what happens with Missouri. They're kind of the wild card in this whole thing because they've been up and down. Missouri's a team that could go and sweep anybody anywhere with the kind of starting pitching that they have. And, if they get hot and they start pulling off three-game sweeps, then, this thing may be over before Nebraska gets to Columbia. But if they stay kind of down at that earth level, I could see it going down to that last weekend.
Mitch, great stuff. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care, guys.
Mitch Sherman, Omaha World Herald, Husker baseball beat writer, among all the other things that he does, touching on, obviously, the Huskers, touching on Jabba Chamberlain, where he's at with his career, and, of course, leading off talking about Jabba being back in Lincoln with his father, Harlan, in the hospital here the last couple of days, and the very latest on that. Great stuff. Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald. In case you didn't catch it all, joined us a little late. Anytime you miss an interview or anything on the Doug and Daddy Show, just go to the Doug and Daddy podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. You can catch anything you missed on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, Husker's going to throw Eric Bird at the Shockers tonight. 1-1 of the 5.19 ERA. Was not good this weekend. Hoping he can respond versus a very, very effective lineup.
They brought him in relief in that blowout game of the 19-2 game Saturday, which was a little bit surprising because you figured, well, you got enough pitchers, you don't have to bring in Eric Bird, but did, brought in Jennings, brought in, nothing worked out on Saturday for the Huskers. For Wichita State, they're going to throw redshirt freshman Tim Kelly. He's 4-1, 4-0 ERA in six starts. He earned the win in his last outing, a win over Kansas State last Tuesday. So you got a couple of kids that can pitch, but again, for as big as some people are making this game out to be, you're just not going to throw somebody that you need to throw in conference.
You know, both teams right now are looking at hosting regionals. Mike Anderson even saying yesterday, hey, this game really means nothing. We're both still in a position after tonight to host regionals. And hopefully towards the end of the year, everybody takes care of business. These will be the two teams in the Midwest that host regionals.
And then you move on to super regionals. And if one of these teams stays in the top eight, win tonight. Again, it still always makes me think, and if they paint that big picture, if the coaches paint the big picture factor at you, this is a bigger win than if you beat Kansas on Friday. I realize it is a conference win, but let's not kid ourselves. It's going to be tougher to beat Wichita State tonight in Lincoln than it should be to beat Kansas Friday night in Lincoln. Now, again, Kansas, you have to think, is going to throw their number one, but what if they want to paint that big picture for you like they're doing, then what really is the difference between tonight and Friday?
Yes,
I understand it's a conference game, but if they, you know, winning the conference doesn't mean that you're going to host a super regional or even a regional. That doesn't automatically mean that. Being high in the region rankings and being ranked above everybody else does. And losing a head-to-head to Wichita State, you would think, on the national front, would glare a little more than at home than losing a game to Kansas.
For people out there, the Shockers, the number 5 ranked team in the country. Their RPI at 27, while Nebraska's is 13.
Depending on which poll you looked at. There's 3 of them.
Right.
Nebraska's 9-10 this week. Wichita State's 5. They're 7 in Baseball America. And so, but still, hold, they're both in the top 10.
Looking at vote getters, though, 7 out of the 10 Big 12 teams have received votes.
Well, Nebraska is actually, I think I misspoke yesterday on the show, because of that tie, they're a half game back of Texas A&M now and no longer lead the Big 12 Conference. Hey, coming up this Saturday, it's the annual UNK Fun Run. It's 5Ks of running or walking. It's only $10 for all UNK students, $20 for any community member. All participants will receive a T-shirt with their registration. Proceeds from the race go to the Student Scholarship Fund. It's this Saturday. It begins at 9 a.m. For an entry form, you can go to unk.edu or go to our website, espnsuperstation.com, and click on local events. espnsuperstation.com, click on local events. You can get an entry form for the annual UNK Fun Run. It's coming up this Saturday, 9 a.m. Run or walk, $20 for community members, only $10 for all UNK students. Log on to espnsuperstation.com, click on local events tab to get registered today. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Exceptional, distinctive, extraordinary.
Big? Why, they're huge!
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All!
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Axe stinky poetry.
Sniff, sniff, goes my big nose. I smell the banana exit of a monkey. Sniff, sniff, das ist not a rose. It's meine odor, und it's funky. Spray, spray, goes a little can, turning me into an uber fresh man. Yeah.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe Deodorizing Body Spray.
Every stay at Microtel Inns and Suites is more than comfortable, and why wouldn't it be? With a plush, cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when you're worlds away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. While your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicrotelInn.com.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ian in second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder, Ian. He can't get it. It's over his head, and one hopping the wall. It is a two-base hit and an RBI for Billy. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A wind advisory goes in effect across the area this afternoon, as we'll see lots of sunshine continue during the day today with high temperatures up around 78 degrees. Winds out of the south stay at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see clear skies, a low near 46 with a south wind staying at 12 to 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Even though it's windy, at least it's warming up, and that means it's time to be thinking about getting your crew ready for summer baseball and softball. Whether it's the kids or whether it's you, Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center can get you set up with baseball and softball bats for every level of play. Little League, the Legion, fast pitch, slow pitch, softball, they've got it for you. If you need to get the kids outfitted, they've got the gloves. They've got the little kids' bats. They've got the cleats. They've got the bat bags. That's right. Probably you can stuff your little brother in one of those bat bags and take him along to the game. And for coaches, you can get all the gear you need. Uniforms, hats. You can get the hitting nets. You can get catcher's equipment. You can get the bases. You got the balls, everything there. I mean, if there's no way they don't. They have it everything. They have everything. If you can think of it, they've got it. Misco Sports, get it in early. Get your uniforms ordered. It's almost time to be getting that done. That way you get the best selection, and, well, you get them first.
And ask the second Steve down there who he likes in fantasy baseball. The guy's on a roll.
only guy that said Brant Snedeker during the Masters. So check it out. Misco Sports on the bricks. Your baseball and softball headquarters again in 2008.
Douglas got an email here that says, saw the hub was pretty hard up for somebody to fill the pages. Ha, just kidding. Look good, Doug. See you later. Thanks, Anna. Great article about our very own Doug Duda, our Hall of Famer Doug Duda, yesterday in the Kearney Hub, front page story, continued on to the second page. Good work on that.
Needed some filler.
I do. You know what? I go out of my way and say that maybe short people aren't my favorite, but you like Brent Musburger.
Brent Short?
I don't know, but you like Brent Musburger. There should be more heat on you for that. That's
come on, seriously. I was in the age group where Sunday, you got 10 o'clock church. You got home at 11, you shedded whatever you had on, you were in front of that TV because at 11:30 it was, you are looking live at Lambeau Field as the Green Bay Packers prepare for the Minnesota Vikings. You are looking live at Texas Stadium in Dallas as the Cowboys welcome in the 49ers. Brent Musburger and the NFL Today, people.
NFL Today.
The only reason that people in Nebraska don't like Brent Musburger, all you got to do is go back and listen to games where Nebraska was an underdog. You liked Brent Musburger then. Brent Musburger always, I mean, he's got the tendency that a lot of people have. They want to see a close game. The only way you're going to see a close game is for the underdog to keep it close. And when the underdog does do something well, then, you know, it makes it more exciting, and maybe it sounds like you're rooting for the underdog. I don't know. Go back and listen when Oklahoma was supposed to paste us here the last few times around if Brent was doing the game. But, yes, I do like Brent Musburger. I don't hate the NBA, by the way. I just don't have a really favorite team. I dislike the Lakers almost as much as the Yankees who lost. Oh, they did beat Tampa Bay last night.
By the way, since you bring up NBA, do you
want to thank Todd Gatula, by the way, Kearney Hub, taking time and and slapping something together. That was great. I appreciate it. And to all the folks that did send emails or text messages, yeah, yeah, same to you.
I got in here a little bit early this morning, and I asked Derek, I said, did you know the Hawks made the playoffs? And he said, yeah, they're the eighth seed. And I said, who plays for the Hawks? And right away he comes back, Mike Bibby plays for the Hawks. I didn't even know they still had a team.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding about that.
They've lived in obscurity for the past decade or so.
Well, Washington's like the fourth or the fifth seed, too, in the East, aren't they?
Yeah, Washington's going to – they're the fifth seed. They're playing Cleveland, the fourth seed in the East. That should be a good matchup.
Gilbert Arenas basically calling out LeBron and saying, you know what? They've been a 500 team since they made that trade. Anybody wants to play Cleveland. They've knocked us out the last two or three years.
Yeah, last 2 years.
Last 2 years. It's tough to beat a team 3 years in a row like that. We think we got them this year.
2-2 in the season series.
There's still NBA tonight and tomorrow, but basically all the playoff pairings are pretty much official. Golden State staying home, Denver in. Interesting. Golden State, who got in as the eighth seed last year and knocked off number one Dallas, couldn't get in a very, very tough East. I mean, Golden State would be like, or West, I mean, would be like the 3 or 4 seed in the East.
Every team's going to have 50 wins in the West.
You know what's almost crazy is because the West is beating up on each other. You've got that upper echelon of teams. But did you realize the Boston Celtics against the West are 25-5? They haven't played. You know what? They're not going to be beat up when they get there. They're not going to be. They're going to crush, I think, because those teams are going to come in wobbling, aren't they?
Oh, the West is going to be a dogfight. NBA playoffs, which usually I kind of get geared up for because there isn't a whole lot else going on, and it can be good basketball. The West has been good for a long, long time. Competitive, fun to watch. And when you do have a Golden State that can beat a Dallas and a Sacramento and the Lakers a few years ago that can just rebound from 3-1 deficits, it makes for storylines. Anything can happen in that West. I think the NBA playoffs should be something to watch. But, yeah, there's only Boston, Detroit, of course, with LeBron since they won the East last year, maybe.
Orlando's third seed this year in the East. They're looking pretty good with Dwight Howard,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. That just proves the point right there. You can send us an email anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck, bed, or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Derek, I actually got to see Dwight Howard in Orlando at TD Waterhouse, this arena.
Nice.
And it's like a glorified Pershing Auditorium. I swear to God, they wanted to get a new arena. It's right downtown, but it is an absolute hole. Ugh. And I got to see the Mavericks.
If Daddy could be governor for a day, the first thing he would do was knock down Pershing. I mean, is there anything you would do before that?
No, and that'd be done by 9 o'clock.
And that'd be followed by stealing water rights from Kansas or something, so that McConaughey and some of the other places have more higher water levels for your fishing. I mean, you'd have a heck of an agenda going.
Pershing Auditorium would be number one.
Well, it would be up there. I thought maybe number one. By the way, speaking of governor, Dave Heinemann was at practice yesterday and weighing in. Ooh, the Huskers. Ooh, boy, you could. Ooh, the attitude.
Thanks, governor, for that deep insight into the program.
Like I need the governor to tell me my football team is supposedly going to be better.
Do you
Here's what the governor said, by the way.
I was impressed with the passion, the enthusiasm, and the excitement. It's different than last year, and you can feel it. You can see the confidence. The kids trust these coaches, and they're exuding self-confidence that starts with the coaches. So, I was pretty impressed.
As opposed to the Bozos last year, governor? Or what are you saying? Compare, contrast. Yeah,
I can't make a real good ass-kissing sound. Could you do that for me? Unbelievable. Thanks, Gov. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Right now, we're going to take you on the air, 1-888-455-ESPN, for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. 1-888-455-ESPN. Call now and then.
Let's get them on the air right now.
That's right.
Because the phone lines light up.
We're going to ask the question. The first person might get it. $25 Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We've got a lot of things going on as we reach the postseason. We want to hear from you. This does have something to do with the postseason. 1-888-455-ESPN for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And we're ready to go. Who do we have on line 4?
This is Mark Rogers.
Mark, here is the Troutman's Tuesday trivia question. Who won the NBA and the NHL titles last year?
Yes, Mark.
Let's see. Not for sure. I'll say the Jersey Devils.
Sorry, Mark. Thanks for calling, though. Let's go to line number six, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who do we got on the air?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. The trivia question today is, who won the NBA and NHL titles last year?
NBA was San Antonio. And the NHL was Anaheim.
Bob, congratulations. Hang on the line. Derek's going to get you set up for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Thanks. Hang on the line. I might have heard some computer clicking in the background. I don't know. I think he knew the Spurs right off the bat, but I'm not sure. I suppose we should take a break here. As we go to break, we do have our winner. We'll come back and wrap things up right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
Comfortable in jeans that are tough and work as hard as I do. I'm comfortable in jeans that fit great and let me be me. I'm comfortable in Wrangler.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough with 14-ounce heavyweight denim and double-stitch seams. Built comfortable with a stone-washed finish and relaxed fit. Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Available at Kmart.
Wrangler. Real. Comfortable jeans.
Man's instincts aren't always good. Case in point, honesty.
What do you think of Trudy?
Trudy?
Mm-hmm.
She is hot.
What?
Her new haircut looks great.
What about my hair?
You should probably get your hair cut like Trudy.
This is so over.
Are you going to Trudy's?
No.
Tell Trudy I say what's up.
I'm not going to Trudy's!
But when it comes to nuts, men can always trust their instincts.
Cashew? Planters?
Of course.
Delighted.
Mmm, Planters nuts, instinctively good.
Here's a story I want to share with you off air, or on air. Yeah, my brother-in-law is going in for the snip-snip next week.
I'm sure he appreciates it.
Yeah, well, you know, most of the, yeah, well. So he's going in for the snip-snip next week. You know why next week? So that he can, since he's going to be laid up anyway, he can watch the draft. So he can watch the NFL draft.
Fair enough.
Frozen peas in the draft, people. That was just a little carryover from off the air, so there you have it. Hey, congrats. You know, our good buddy Paul Reinertsen, he's all over the world. Yesterday, Jordan and the boys finished 1-2. Let me double-check to make sure I got the right winner at the Adams Central Golf invite yesterday. Josh won it by one over Jordan. And now, Riley is headed to the National Hoop Suit Championships. He won the regional free throw championships in Denver last month. Now he's going to represent Nebraska going on to Springfield, Massachusetts for the National Free Throw Hoop Shoot Competition next weekend. Sixth grader at DeGibbon Elementary, Paul and Carolyn Reinertsen, the proud parents. Best of luck, Riley. He's going to be in the 12- and 13-year-old competition.
Now there's a third one I want to punch, huh?
Well, there's a bunch of them.
He's going to be good at everything again.
Reinertsen's, Baronics.
Good for them.
You know, what are you going to do?
Well, it's go time at Prairie Hills. This is where the new owners, the new attitude, the remodeled clubhouse meet the challenge of giving you a great golf experience. Going to be 75 today. A little bit breezy, perhaps. But you can call any time for a tee time. You check out the membership options and opportunities by going to ESPNSuperstation.com. And click on the Prairie Hills logo. You'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with or without cards. walk, or drive 9 or 18 holes. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Nick, and Kurt. See the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude. Prairie Hills, it's 10 miles straight north of Kearney, Highway 10.
That takes us to the end of another Doug and Daddy show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We want to thank Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald joining us for an extended period today to talk Jabba Chamberlain, his father who's in the hospital, Jabba's career in Nebraska baseball, tonight's game against Wichita State, televised on MyTV, which is Channel 17, Charter Communications. Elsewhere, you'll have to check it out, but that's what's going on. Later in the week, we're going to be talking about the Outdoor Expo, or the Expo that's going to be going on at the First Year Events Center. That's a huge thing that's going to be continuing to grow out there. We talked with the head baseball coach at Kansas a little bit later on in the week as well. And, of course, the spring game coming out, a sellout on Saturday.
Enjoy the 75-degree temperature this afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1460 on your AM dial if you're in the Kearney area. 1550 on your AM dial to our friends in Hastings. Goodbye for now. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.